Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes, anywhere in between. We got something you can read or listen to. Ask questions. Check out my newsletter. Hope you subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every week, every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Don't forget to take our poll question, which is right on the homepage. If you click, if you see the question and click your answer, you will see how the poll is going so far immediately. And that takes about like 4 seconds to do that whole thing. So check it out when you get a chance. We have a different question every week. We want to know what you think. Grace Marie Turner, we always want to know what she thinks too, because she's the president of the Galen Institute. That's Galen, G-A-L-E-N.org, an organization. Grace Marie, you guys are a think tank focused on market solutions for healthcare.
That's right. So people can go to galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org, and also our source, our website, where we aggregate the best news and information about health policy, free market ideas, at Health Reform Hub, healthreformhub.org.
Check that out, folks. Grace Marie, the new year is literally around the corner, and this is some of the elements of Obamacare, and folks, that's a generally accepted term these days. I'm not being derogatory or anything. It's just a generally accepted term to identify it. Obamacare is going to kick in some elements in 2011, some elements 2012, some in 2013, 14, etc. But talk to us about some of the things that are going to happen that small business owners have to know about in 2011, just around the corner.
Well, this legislation is like a centipede. You're just waiting for the other shoe to drop, and there are a lot of to come. Some of the things did go actually into effect last year, and they're already causing the small businesses a lot of grief that they have to allow their employees' children up to age 26 to be on their health plan plan year.
They can't allow them. That doesn't mean that they have to.
Well, if they allow dependent coverage, they have to allow children up to age 26 to be on the plan. So what's happening? A lot of plans are dropping dependent coverage. Why would anybody be surprised at that?
And of course, and that includes employees' dependents.
Oh,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. That's what the issue is, folks. Think of all your employees and all their children. And if they wind up, and we got a lot of boomerangs out there too, don't we, Grace Marie, these days with the kids. So all of you, what if all of a sudden your employees' children stay on the health care that you're paying all or part of till 26?
Well, and we already have seen one of the ironies of this is that one of the organizations that was most active and spent millions of dollars to promote and get Obamacare passed was the Service Employees International Union, the SEIU.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the New York branch sent about 30,000 employees of home health care agencies, again, ironically, a letter saying, because of Obamacare, we just can't afford to pay dependent coverage anymore because this has made the price of our premiums go up so
much.
Wow. The same thing with preventive care. The law tells companies that you have to cover preventive care at 100%. Well, that doesn't mean it's free, but it means that employees no longer have to pay co-payments or it can't count toward the deductible, but the employee should not have to pay anything out of pocket for preventive care. Well, that's just pushing it into premium,
right.
And so that's then causing premiums to go up. So we're already seeing some of the effects.
Do you think this is part of the plan for the proponents of Obamacare that if they make this so onerous on companies, that the companies will eventually stop providing this kind of care, and it'll basically create a mandated default to require the government to take over everything?
The The former director of the Congressional Budget Office, Doug Holtz-Aiken, has done an analysis, and in answer to your question, absolutely yes. And he said he believes that there will be an additional 35 million people on government-subsidized health insurance because so many employers
right.
are going to drop coverage
and
altogether.
We already saw that with some of these companies like McDonald's and others, didn't we, earlier in the year?
Well, they had to get waivers because
yeah.
they were basic. And once again, we see political favors. Some people got waivers, some people didn't. Did they have the best lobbyists? Who knows?
This sounds like what you just said makes me feel that small business owners are going to get screwed in all this because we don't get any favors, Grace Marie.
Well, that's right. If you can't afford to hire the big lobbyists to go meet with all these regulators, you're gonna be under the steamroller of this thing. These rules and regulations are going to start to force small business people to make huge decisions. And next year, we're going to learn what the Secretary of Health and Human Services, who is given powers about 2,500 times in this 2,801 pages of legislation to make decisions, and she's going to start making decisions about what benefits employers who offer health insurance
and folks,
have to make sure are covered.
And folks, if you're wondering about the validity of what Grace Marie just said, the administration is already doing this. They're already making administrative decisions in the bureaus. Like, for example, they couldn't get climate change passed, regulations passed, but they did declare, the EPA did declare carbon as a dangerous gas.
Through regulations,
folks.
Right. And so, that's the real danger for them.
That's exactly right. And there are other things. The FCC just declared, installed a version of net neutrality by regulation, not by law. So this is what Grace Marie's telling us is happening right now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.